welcome to Marooned at Magpie's headquarters, day 146. How are we all doing? Do let me know. I've been left alone, in sole charge of Magpie's headquarters. This won't end well. Yes, Mike's out with Lola. It's still too warm, but we do have a very busy night, obviously. And she was creating. Oh, Kim's got rain. Oh, swap, Kim. Hang on. The curtain's just moved. A breeze. It must have heard you, Kim. Good evening. Hello, Jonathan. Or, as we call him here, Rip Van Winkle. Just saying, Jonathan. Good morning, Paul. You're cold and wet as well. Just us then, suffering in the heat. CQ Deb, how are you doing? Ah, what a night. We were keeping our kit very cool, but YouTube? More than a moment, didn't it? How was it on catch-up, Jonathan? We had lots of buffering issues after you nodded off, so obviously you can't get the blame for that. But apparently it was YouTube having a very, very bad night. Also, how's the audio on this? Tracy's put that there was problems with 139. I've listened to 139. It's fine for me. So how is it for everybody else? I've turned all the fans off apart from the one that's on the computer. Obviously, the computer takes priority. What can I say? So, did we enjoy the show last night? Apparently, according to Jonathan, the unboxing was a big surprise. That's why I thought it would have been nice live, Jonathan. Just saying. But I will admit, you did get to watch it before I put the text in, which told you what it was. And early on, when I was trying to compress in Keynote, and I moved it swiftly off the screen, because as it tried to compress the video that was inside the presentation, it unhelpfully told you the title, which had the product name in it. So that had to go. Oh, great. On catch-up, didn't get a single buffer issue. In that case, couldn't possibly have been us, because if what we were sending to YouTube wasn't right, then that would be in the recording. So if it's fine in the recording, it was YouTube, which Deb did say. Deb did say that she tried watching another video and that was the same. So it must have been a YouTube moment. Maybe Friday night's busy on YouTube now. I don't know. But we should get priority, shouldn't we, people? Because we're on longer. We've got a 4-hour show to get out of the door. Well, I'm glad you enjoyed it, Jonathan. My new baby is sat next to me on the desk at the moment. I've just got to find the manual. The one that came with it was very, very basic. But it did have one piece of useful information in that I needed, which was the battery. So I've sorted the battery out. That'll be here on Monday. Obviously, it comes with a battery, but just the one. And it's because the device is so tiny, the battery's not that big either. I'm assuming I could plug it in with or without the battery. It has a standard USB thing on the side, Kindle shaped. But I don't know. And you charge the battery by putting it inside the camera, which seems a bit odd as well. But we'll work it out. When I've downloaded the thing, the PDF manual. I've actually just moved the screen for the first time. That's cool. And there's a little baby dead cat for the top, which Lola's got her eye on. So I'm going to have to be very careful there. It's so tiny. We'll see how it all goes. But it's a nice toy. It's a nice toy. You did good to fall asleep and watch on catch up. This is what gives me actually a bit of a problem, Jonathan, and everybody else, if you think about it. Right, we're broadcasting, and as far as I can see at my end, I'm getting feedback, everything's fine. And then everyone's saying, buffer, buffer, buffer. And it's like, do I address the fact it's buffering in the video or not? Because the replay might very well not be buffering at all. It just depends. Once it's gone from here, there's so many other variables over which we have absolutely no control. And I'm always in two minds whether to address it or not. I think moving forward, I probably won't, unless I can see from my end that it could actually be us. But what we'll do is we'll mention it in the chat and see how we get on with it. No, not yet, Jonathan. I'm predicting at some point next week when I know about the RAM. The RAM shouldn't take as long to come as the machine. So as long as the machine is here for the first week in September, which is when we're on one of our laughable holidays, then that's when I'll set it all up and everything. But we're still kicking it around at the moment. You push the button yet? I'm going to talk you into an iMac if it kills me. I know you've only just got the laptop, but that's not the point. You can never have too many Macs. That's going to be a mother of all unboxings. Well, they're usually huge, aren't they? I remember the last time, and obviously the last time we had two. And I think I did photos of that one. It's very, very tricky to do an unboxing by yourself, because obviously the camera would be in one spot. But maybe I'll co-op mic in, because that's what happened yesterday. It was quite a farce with the camera. I'd set everything up days before, because obviously I couldn't use it until I'd unboxed it, and I couldn't unbox it until I got the video sorted. Those webcams drive me nuts. They will not focus. Well, they will, multiple times. You've only got to cough and they refocus. So I'd set them up and it wasn't working at all. So I'm like, the camera just wasn't appearing on the system. So that was an abortive attempt. Then when I tried it, I had two webcams recording it and I had a fixed iPhone. And Mike wandered in. There'd been a miscommunication about timings. So I thought, well, you can make yourself useful then, hold this. So he had my iPhone, which was giving us pretty decent video, but I mentioned the other iPhones. The battery lost 50% in 9 minutes on one of them. I do know that needs a new battery, but you know, who's doing that right now? And the other one, which is an iPhone 6 Plus from the autumn of 2014, was that hot, you couldn't hold it. So, hopefully this camera will solve some of those problems at least. And it can be used as a webcam with a nice bouquet background. So pretty in a similar way to the DSLR stuff, but they are way too heavy and way too bulky and awkward, which was why I went for that one. Oh, you've not got it yet. Oh, Jonathan. See the situation in the new year. Yeah, let me help you out with that one, Jonathan. Pretty much like now, but worse. We actually know three lots of people who've left the Trafford area to go on holiday. And I'm thinking, I wonder what the people think when they arrive and say, oh, where are you from? Because, you know, obviously that's what you say. And they say, Greater Manchester. And they think, just a minute, they're in lockdown. Just a minute, they've got the plague. I much preferred the first 3 weeks in lockdown, apart from the fact we didn't know what was going to happen down the line. So like the first 3 weeks, we did not know that in August we would still be sat here in lockdown, did we? We didn't know that. But yeah, those first 3 weeks, at least everyone was being sensible. And now, not being sensible in my mind, not being sensible. Oh, but you did buy another wireless charger. Fabulous. That's a good price. I've got an upright one and I've got a couple of flat ones. But I must admit, with my AirPods, I constantly forget that they're wireless. I plug them in. That's just me. Just insanity. Let's have a look. Oh, that one looks nice. I tell you who do make a rather cost-effective and not too hard on the eye charger. I was really surprised. It came out in the States first, and I'm looking for it, and in the UK, and the UK store, couldn't find it. I was so peeved, because I thought, you know, I just want to see it. I really want to see, you know, what's the UK version like? And it's IKEA. They actually do wireless chargers. Now, let me see if I can find it. Charger. It was like, one had cork on it. I don't know why. No idea. But the new one came out and it's white. There's the black cork one. The black cork one is £15. They also do cables, really tough braided cables for £8. There's a battery charger that stores the batteries as well. So you wouldn't think of IKEA necessarily for that kind of stuff. But when you look, I've put wireless and there's all sorts there. There's a triple charging pad, £40, and a load of other stuff. So I'll send you the link. But the item is called a Live Budge. So it's a wireless charger. They do it in white. They do it in black. And it's £4.50. And it doesn't look bad. You know, it's not like full of branding. It's just like got a plus on the top. So check those out, Jonathan. Yeah, that's pretty much the name of it. Live Budge. But I don't know if that's how you pronounce it. My Swedish stops at tack, which is thank you, which I find most useful. That's the end of that. That's the end of my Swedish. But I do watch Swedish drama. And it's amazing how you listen to a word and you think, oh, I know what that means, because it's kind of the English version of the word. But they're pretty decent for the price. You could fill the house with those and they wouldn't look that bad, would they? So I quite fancied getting one. Now, we were going to put an order into IKEA for a big bit of furniture. They will send the big bit of furniture, but when we looked, it was in our holiday in June, which was it early June? Totally forgotten. But whenever it was in June some point. And the delivery on it was the last week in August. So I said to my, well, I'll not bother then. And the other thing was, I would probably have ordered it in hand, you know, and left it that long. But they wouldn't send the smaller items. So they'd send you the big version of the cupboard, but the little bit and the doors, no, you had to go and pick those up. In which case, what's home delivery for? And at the time, I think the stores had literally only just opened. And trust me, I am not going anywhere near IKEA. So it will all just have to wait. But if they came to their senses. Now, that actually says available to order online. But the thing is, it's also telling me it's in stock in Belfast, which is incredibly useful because I won't be going there either. Why have you picked Belfast? Oh, which one should I go for? Which one's likely to cause less grief? I'll risk Ashton, but that never ends well. Let's have a look. I've just said change the store. Change store. Manchester. Where's Manchester? Manchester, Ashton Underline. Right, well, what more can I do but put a tick in the box? And you're still seeing Belfast. In stock at Belfast. I don't think the site's working. But £4.50... Is Mike there? Mike could be joining us remotely. He's out with a dog. On the other hand... Oh, there you go. There's Mike. A go-sig. Oh, I do like a go-sig. Do they still do them? We've got... Mum had an IKEA family thing. And there was a coupon for a free toy. There it is. That's changed, Mike. It's now a go-sig golden. Oh, that's cute. I'm thinking Lola might need one. £7 isn't bad. It's cheaper than Pets at Home. Has he got eyeballs? Because you have to measure in the eyeball. Or are they stitched? Are they stitched eyeballs? They could be. They could be, in which case you could have one. But the go-sig we got was white. It looked like Mayer. Oh, that was so cool. Yes, they do still do one. They do still do the go-sig. I think we're going to have to get one for Lola. But there's actually two go-sigs now, Mike. There's two goldens. There is a 40-centimetre toy, which is more than big enough for her. And another one at 70 centimetres that's £17. Oh, look at his face. And I think I can tell from that, yes, the eyes are stitched. So she could definitely have that. As long as Maya doesn't come back and tell her he used to chew the noses off as well. I wonder what she'd make of it. But again, it says available to order online. Issue is, I can't tell it. Well, I can tell it, but it's ignoring me. That I want to go to Manchester. No, not Milton Keynes. Went there once. Once was enough. Ah, got it. Right, it's in store at Manchester and it's available to order online. So I might have to go back to see if I can get all the items that I want online, because I don't want to be paying multiple deliveries. They're like £30 for a delivery, which is hideous. Just avoiding the neighbour, just observe the 2 metre. You've not had a good day of it, have you, Mike? You couldn't cross the road and you were being approached by somebody. That was worrying. Oh, no, not the old touching the dog routine. No, because then she has to have a bath. Anyway, you should ask first. You should ask the dog, shouldn't you? You shouldn't just fondle the dog. That's like people, I mentioned this to Mike. It was in a TV programme and I'd never really thought about it. But when I did, I thought that's so true. How many people would go up to clearly pregnant ladies and say, oh, look, and start patting the bump? And you're like, what? But people do. I remember my grandmother doing that. Like, oh, I'll just rub the bump for luck. She didn't ask or anything. Oh, no. I told you pregnancy, bad idea. Very, very, very bad idea. As I was, you know, if you could just like thought transference have a child, it would be far easier. Yes, you should ask first. You are looking forward to tonight's Brooklands. Ooh, we've got some great stuff to start with, Jonathan. We've gone really upbeat at the beginning. There's a song that's way older than you are. I'm going to tell you what it is, and then you can tell me, have you ever heard it before? It is called... In fact, it's on an advert at the moment. Now, what the heck's the advert for? I think it's Holidays, because every time it comes on, I laugh like a drain. But you may have heard it in this advert, but the song is called Swords of a Thousand Men by Ten Pole Tudor. Double points. No, actually, that's not double points. Oh, yes, it is. 1,000 and Ten Pole. Yeah, double points for that one. Mike is... I've just heard the front door, which means either someone's broken in or Mike is back in the safe and warm cocoon that is MacBite's headquarters. And when I say warm, I mean red hot. So who's heard Swords of a Thousand Men, Ten Pole Tudor? Did you give him short shrift?
Yeah.
Good. Don't touch the dog. I know, Mike, because Lola's a girl, Maya was just like a puppy till the day he died, literally. But because she's a girl, Mike could always use the she's hormonal and might bite you excuse. I will apprise him of that on his return. You've not heard of it. You will love it, Jonathan. It's really, really upbeat. I think the advert is... Is it Horizon Holidays? Something like that. It's one of these, you know, you live in a tent things, in like a caravan. And the advert's really lovely, actually. It's a young boy, probably about 8 to 10. And he's going along the beach in a chariot being pulled by horses with a cape flying behind him. And he's got like a whip in his hand, really having an absolute ball. And then you hear his mum say, come on, come back, you know, we're not going to have dinner. And you look round and he's just running along the beach with like a little cape. It's a really good advert. And it's a really good song. It came out, I think, in 1981. So that would be you minus 18. Hmm. I was only just in high school at that point. Only just. And I do remember buying the single because I loved it.
It's all right. It was across the road.
Oh, that's close enough.
He shouts, hello, Lola. And I thought,
I know what you away. Thought. I know what you thought involved rude words.
Yeah, and then the missus is pulling up the rear.
Oh, God. It was a pincer movement. Right. It is shocking, isn't it? Right, what?
Shower.
Oh. Oh, that's bad news. Mind you, it is hot.
Yeah.
I'll let you off. Go and have a shower. Oh, and then you can come in and we can do Picture This.
Picture what?
I'm just thinking that the Blondie song. I'll give you my finest hour, the one I spent watching you shower. But the thing is, I'm holding the marooned fort, so I can't watch you shower. Is this why you're doing it while marooned is on?
I'll live stream it. Could do, couldn't
audio I? Or video?
FaceTime it.
Oh, now you're talking. I'll get my phone out.
Really?
He's gone.
Left
he's gone.
There. So unless we do thought transference.
We'll do thought transference, Mike. Just get in the shower. Hello, Mrs. Simon. How are you doing? How did Simon's birthday go? Because you weren't ready for it the last time we spoke. I'm assuming on the day everything was fine. Oh, standing desks at IKEA. Missed that one, Jonathan. They do, don't they? I don't think a standing desk is going to work for me. The desk is too big. I'd need about four of them in sync so they could lift the kit. But yeah, I have looked at their desks and the desks are very, very nice. As I told you, my desk is as old as the hills, but it's real wood. So I can adjust it, etc., in terms of getting different tops put on it and stuff. So I've had it since I was 18. And I love it. I do love it. I'll probably have this one forever and ever, I would imagine. I just wish the drawers worked better. Although having said that, the drawers themselves are very heavy. And the runners on the inside were only plastic. And some of them have like got to the point where they're a bit loose and the drawers are dropping. I'll probably put too much in the drawers. It's been on my to-do list since forever to actually change the plastic runners for wood and solve it that way. My dad actually said at one point, because this was my father all over, I'm thinking you'd need little tapping nails to get the wood in. Oh, I've got this stuff called No Nails. Is it No Nails? Yeah, I think it's called No Nails glue. And I just looked at him and I thought, yeah, like everything else you ever built, Dad, that would last 2 minutes. And if that sounds harsh, let me tell you about the cupboard he made. We'd moved in and there was the smallest bedroom, which I like the wallpaper on. And there was a bigger bedroom. And Mum said, you choose. But basically, she actually let me have both. So one is like an office area. And I juggled around with like moving the bed into the bigger one and the bed into the smaller one and back, etc. But at this point, I think we were decorating the bigger room. So there was a single bed in this smaller room. And Mum said, we'll put some cupboards on the wall for you. So up these cupboards went. There was also a desk in there that I worked at, you know, with my homework and stuff. So one day I'm sitting there minding my own business and I heard a noise. And it was like a kind of creaking noise, like maybe a door was opening. So I'm looking round and there was nothing there. I was still hearing this creaking noise. And all of a sudden I turned round and I saw this cupboard. Now, bearing in mind, this cupboard was over the bed and it was over the end of the bed where my head was, or would have been if I'd been lay on the bed. Luckily, I was working. The cupboard started coming away from the wall. Well, I just looked at it and thought, oh, you know, I've got to go and catch this cupboard. I think I was about 13. So I'm underneath this cupboard. And obviously, this cupboard had like games in it and stuff. Monopoly, Cluedo, that kind of stuff. But the cupboard itself was fairly heavy. So I think the cupboard itself was heavier than what was in it. But it did have stuff in it. So I'm trying to like catch this cupboard and ease it down onto the bed. That didn't end well. When Dad finally came home, we both spent 4 hours together in A&E while they x-rayed my arm to see if it was broken. Oh, and the questions they asked. I must have gone over the story about 20 times before they believed that it was an accident and not that my dad had hit me or something. I could have got him into serious trouble that night, couldn't I? Oh, I absolutely could. No, naughty. That would be very naughty. So, yeah, don't let my dad near DIY. If it can go wrong, it will go wrong. Big style. That was my dad. Oh, you've got the temperature dropping. We do have a slight breeze here. So Jonathan's higher up than me. Jonathan's much better planning. But the curtain did move slightly. Ah, Mike's back. The naked presenter.
You don't get this on Radio 2.
No.
In the Kembrew studio.
Probably not.
The naked presenter.
It's a good job we're not actually live streaming in the studio, isn't it?
Well, I wouldn't be like this, would I?
Wouldn't you?
No.
Oh.
I've got to go down and rescue the chicken now.
Is this the rubber chicken or the cooked chicken?
The cooked chicken.
Ah, right.
Not the Lola chicken.
Chicken's not been made an appearance much lately. No. I don't think it's because she's fed up of it. I just think she's fed up of the weather, aren't we all?
No, because I left chicken where she can't reach it. Because I didn't want her to disturb you when you're asleep.
Nothing will disturb me once I'm asleep.
Not even him next
not
door.
Not even the next door neighbour with his drill disturbed me.
He was doing that for half an hour this morning.
He can't help himself, I'm telling you. He's as bad as the other one opposite, washing cars. Caught him at that last week again.
Oh, you missed it today. You see all sorts out that toilet window.
Go on.
Him and the son were carrying something. Now, I presume it was like a carpet or something, because it rolled up and it was in bin bags, black bin bags.
You sure it wasn't a body?
I was just going to... You keep doing this to me. You keep ruining my punchline.
Sorry, babe.
I'm not going to tell any more stories.
Do carry on.
No.
It may have been a body, we don't know.
I was going to say, it looked like a body.
You get away with anything these days, I'm telling you.
You can.
Somebody went missing. I mean, like all these babies, they don't have birth certificates yet. Not happened then, has it? Oh, she's going to need a ghost sick. Just look at those ghost sicks.
Listening to what goes on outside our house is like a sort of strange soap opera. We're not the strange ones, Simon. It's everyone else.
It's everybody else. I keep telling you. We don't go out, but we just observe. And it is that they're like some weirdos.
Yeah, there is. There's a little bit of a breeze.
There is a slight breeze. I'm seeing the curtain move. And I am very, very grateful. No, you didn't miss chicken. Mike has put chicken out of reach, but...
I will be getting chicken out in a minute.
You will be giving her chicken in a moment, yeah, so she can play.
I just thought of it. As I said, I need to go downstairs and get the chicken out of the cooker.
And I needed to know whether he'd put which chicken he'd put in the cooker.
Oh. Hopefully the chicken that I was cooking...
We should make it into a TV series. Well, Jonathan, I've got the camera now, haven't I? So once I get the grip, which should be with me, that's actually quite weird, the grip. Okay, they were saying, they gave me a date, and it was sometime the back end of August.
That's what I like about Marooned. Giles Thomas Unplugged behind the scenes.
Oh, yes. I think it was August. But, let me have a look. It'd probably be under grip, wouldn't it, in my orders. Oh, crying out loud. About 900 bucks. There's chicken! Yeah. Oh, I have got a story I can tell you about birds, if you like that one. So, that last night, we came to the end of the show. It was quite a long show. It was after 1 o'clock. So, I'm trying to get Mike off to bed, because obviously he's up at 5 in the mornings. So, I'm saying to him, you know, don't get up. Have a lie in. Don't put your alarm clock on. So I'm sorting him out. Then I carry on working. So I had to put together, as I said last night, I had to put together some music for today. I thought, it was 6 hours, I'd miscalculated. So I needed to create 8 hours worth of 80s songs for today. So I was doing that, and I needed to put the intro and the outro together for each show. And then what we were doing throughout the day was at the end of a programme, you know, I pop up again and say, you know, it's 3 o'clock and coming up next is blah, blah, blah. And for the rest of the day. So I got all this scripting done, right, of exactly what was coming up next, etc. So I finally sits down to record it. And it was about 6 o'clock in the morning at this stage. I get one line out, and obviously when I had to record, I turned all the fans off, and at this stage there was 3 on. In fact, I thought there was 2. But as I turn my 2 off, I'm thinking, what's that noise? And then I'm walking around the office thinking, what's that noise? And Mike had left another fan on his desk. So all 3 had to go. Turn them all off. Straight away you start feeling sick, it's that hot. And that was at 6 o'clock in the morning. I sits down, I get the first line out. It's chicken!
She wants a dessert. Come on.
Come on, we'll feed chicken. Chicken can have it. So I get the first line out. And the next minute, woo-woo! Woo-woo! This flaming bird. The first time I heard a bird like that was at a camp holiday in a caravan with my mum and dad when I was about 4, and I said, what's that noise? And it was this bird. Would it shut up? So I'm honing the microphone and taking the levels up and down to try and tune this bird out. And I'm thinking, I'm going to swing for that bird. This is why I need a loaded rifle. So I finally sorts the bird out. I thought, right, gets going with it. Made a complete mistake with one of the credits. Have to do that again. And then the next minute, I'm thinking, right, nearly there. Just the last little bit to do. And as I was about to take a breath to speak... An ambulance careered past. Well, we now have a recording of some rather rude words from me as it did so.
Oh, we have that every time I make a video.
Where are you going?
Nowhere. Oh. Getting ready for the shopping.
I love the fact that Mike has put a face mask on, ready for the shopping, which isn't a problem. Yes, but he's got no clothes on.
I know that.
He's just sat there in a towel. To cover your modesty, the face mask would have to be considerably lower given the rest of what you're not wearing. So I gets to the last word. The ambulance screeches past. I say some bad words. And I then has to do it again when it had gone, thinking it, I better hurry up before the bird starts again. Done it all. Gets into the edit and I'm listening through to it. And the line that I'd done as the ambulance careered past, because at night they don't tend to put the blues and twos on unless they can see traffic. So they must have seen another car and put the blues and twos on very late. So while I was speaking, unexpectedly, the blues and twos started. So I cursed and blinded and then said the line again. I gets into the edit, and by this stage, with it being the last piece, and I must have had about, there were 5 ads, weren't there? And 12 other bits. So obviously I'm juggling with about 20 different pieces of audio. I gets onto the very last one, which was the one with the ambulance. And I'm whipping through the edit and I'm thinking, that's fine. Come to the end, I takes out a blank bit. And then I said the line and I'm thinking, that's absolutely fine. And then I'm thinking, but there's more after that. And just after the first utterance of the line was all the effing and blinding. And I thought, well, just a minute, I didn't hear the ambulance. So I goes back in the audio. It hadn't picked the ambulance up. That's when your microphone is honed, isn't it?
Picks chicken up, though.
Oh, picks chicken up. But that's because chicken's right next to it. Oh, Mummy's got chicken. You coming in for chicken?
Come on. Come and get fed.
Oh, we've got treats. Shall we let the mic biters choose your treats? We've got... Oh, that's you. Yes. We've got... Oh, we only had one sausage yesterday, so there's an odd sausage left, Mike.
We'll have the other bit.
We've got some schmackos and a tripe stick. Got to have a tripe stick, haven't we? Oh, you've come in much closer now. Now we're talking food. All these venison sausages or a rodeo stick. What do we think? Are the map biters saying anything about that?
No, but they're 30 seconds behind. And she can't wait 30 seconds.
That's very true, actually. That is very true.
She's being good.
Oh, that would be a cool after-hours topic, would it? Making the Brooklands pre-rex. Yeah, I can do that. It's quite strange how I do it, given that it's music. And I actually use Hindenburg. So, but it would show off a good few features of Hindenburg that are nice, even though Hindenburg's intended for the spoken word and not music. But it works great for music.
Johnny says rodeo sticks.
Rodeo sticks, right. I'm opening the rodeo sticks. There we go.
Live on air.
There we go. Rodeo sticks. What in God's name is that?
What?
Is that manky or different? Oh, these aren't the same rodeo sticks.
Oh.
They've got spots.
Oh.
I thought it was off.
Yeah.
Don't go there.
Wouldn't be the first time today, would it?
Have you seen it?
Oh.
They're called rodeo duos.
Oh.
I don't know what's in them. It better not be rabbit. We don't do rabbit, do we, Lola? No, it's chicken. Yeah, well, that's weird. They look very strange.
Must have ordered them when they didn't have rodeo sticks.
Right, let's start with this sausage. Because you've got an odd sausage, haven't you? Because Daddy said you could only have one yesterday.
Rodeo sticks are kind of twisty sticks of meat. About 6 inches long.
No, they're only about 4.5.
All right, 4.5 inches long. Let's not quibble over 2 inches.
Yeah, they're kind of twisty and chewy. But these ones are called rodeo duos, so they've got like spots on them. I'm presuming it's bits of chicken. Obviously not the chicken, not our chicken. Right, we need a tripe stick, don't we, Lola? So let's put a tripe stick with it. Yeah, this would make a good vlog. Feeding the dog, picking her treats. And then I have to take the tripe stick. So
there's Johnny talking of feeding the dogs. You like Charlie the Golden, don't you?
Hmm?
Charlie the Golden. Johnny likes Charlie the Golden. I like Charlie the Golden.
Right, I'm putting that stick inside the rodeo stick. But I'm sure she's going to be interested in this rodeo stick because she's not had one like that before. So, let's have a little bit of tripe stick.
Does anyone else follow Charlie the Golden on Facebook?
Oh, sausage! Look at the sausage!
He is adorable.
She's liking that.
In fact, there's three of them, isn't there?
Oh, did you see that one that was so apologetic to the other dog? Oh, it was so
sweet.
I saw
the one that you posted.
Oh, it was gorgeous.
The dog drinking on its side.
The little puppy.
Yeah.
Oh, do you know, it reminded me of Maya. When we very first took Maya out, we went up to the Fylde coast. And he did quite well. He'd have been about 14 to 16 weeks old. And he was all over everything, pulling like crazy. But when we got to the end of the high street, with my mum stopping at every coffee shop, didn't she? She loved that. He just dropped in front of this shop and that was it. My dad said, I'll carry him back. And he's walking up the road carrying him. So sweet. Now
Kira
I've got a vlog camera,
Instagram.
I can do Lola the Samoyed. That's very true, actually.
What's Kiva's Instagram name? Because I don't follow her.
Oh, there we go. Look at that. Look at that. We're going to have a feeding time that's videoed, you know. Yeah, look. Do you want it? Do you want it enough to high-five Mummy for it? Good girl. There we go. Do you know, she's looking at it very dubious, as though, are they trying to poison me? Let me just check, because that's new. What a dog. Right, let me have a look at when this grip's likely to arrive. That'll make life a whole lot easier.
So if I search for...
Oh, it slipped again. I'll get this grip sometime at Christmas. 22nd of August to the 29th of September. So at some point in the next 2 months, hopefully, fingers crossed. But there again, if I hadn't have ordered it at that point, I wouldn't have got it at all. And seeing as though I got £110 off the whole lot. What?
There's lots of Kivas on Instagram.
Isn't it the same as Kim's Instagram?
I don't know, because I don't follow Kim on Instagram. Kiva Bran.
Kiva. She's so cute.
Kiva Bran.
Oh, we love it.
Oh, there she is.
Right.
There she is.
I'll follow Kiva. I'm not great with Instagram, I must admit. That's
Kim, can you tell Kiva that she needs to approve my request to follow her?
What is Instagram doing? Now it's at Hootsuite. I wish I knew what was going on here. Instagram. Will you let me get to Instagram before I have to get my phone out? And if I have to get my phone out... Oh, God...
She confirmed me. Thank you, Kiva.
I'm going to have to
get
the
phone
out.
There we go. Oh, lots of pictures of Kiva.
Then I need more glasses.
I've seen that one. Kiva in the snow with little socks on or little booties.
Right, let me have a look.
Oh.
See, I'm so bad at Instagram. So bad. Right, let me do a search. That's probably a start, isn't it?
Oh.
Have you heard him billing and cooing?
Yeah. Lots of pictures.
Whee! Look at that face. Right, I've requested. Look at that face. She's so cute. She reminds me of Ollie. I know Ollie's dark, but it's the eyes. Ollie is so adorable. And Kiva's twice as adorable. Hello, Pete. How are you doing? Poor ID. Oh, careful, Jonathan. We'll get into Nipplegate again. Do you remember that? As soon as there was Touch ID, what do people try and do? Other body parts. FYI, it does actually work. Apparently, nipples are unique. Not very subtle in a store, but, you know, there you go. It's an option. And if you're wearing a face mask, handy. Handy. Oh, I need to see the bear cubs. I do need to see the bear cubs. Right, she's quite happy with your selection, Jonathan. She's eaten the lot. Now, do you want chicken now? Oh, that's chicken. That was Lola squeaking chicken. Look what we've got at IKEA. Look,
I did see the bear cubs, Kim.
A goosig?
I saw the bear cubs and I saw the rabbit.
If you missed the goosig from earlier...
I've been through all the pictures.
That's a goosig. Gosigs used to be white, so this is a different Gosig. But that's the Gosig. And we got free one.
Did we get Mayor a Gosig?
We did. It was a white one. It was free.
We did, yeah.
We've still got it. We've still got it. Yeah. He did not destroy that one. But the white ones aren't available anymore. But they've got goldens. Oh, dear. Got up at 4 a.m. for the air ambulance. Arrived at 5:45. Why are you here? You're not on call. That's as bad as double booking yourself on the time management course, Pete. Oh, did you take it for a quick spin, seeing as though you were there? And did you enjoy your day off? Because, you know, you started it early enough. 4 a.m. Imagine I was still working. I hadn't gone to bed at that point. I was studiously keeping an eye out for Jonathan, making sure he was up before I went to bed. Eventually, he was catching up. So, yes, we've now we've got the camera. We could do all sorts. I could just do with a grip faster than they seem to want to send it to me. But still, they haven't got them anyway. It's not as though if I'd have paid full price, I would have got it any faster. They're just going to take its sweet time. Lucky old me. Lucky old me. But it'll get here in the end. Yeah, it was a good night last night, wasn't it? And I've got a busy week this week because we've got the Affinity publisher thing as well. On Thursday. And on Friday, it's the the Devon Think to Go. Thinking there's going to be a lot of disappointed people with that one. It's all very weird and not quite what I would hope for. I would hope that the mobile thing was much nearer the desktop one. And sadly, it's not. But more people watched last night's show. Isn't that weird? Than the week before.
I noticed that this morning.
Yeah, I find that very weird. So we're still 40 off what we had from last week, but, you know, that picks up over the weekend. And the index is there now, so you can click through it. Good old Jonathan just watches the lot, doesn't he? Doesn't wait for the index in case he wants to skip something. But then it's never a good idea to skip something, Jonathan. You never know what you might miss. Like the score going up and that kind of thing. You wouldn't want to miss that, would you? Just saying. Oh, and do you know, Mike, if you search for Affinity Publisher Newsletter in YouTube, mine was second. Which, considering it's not happened yet, that's pretty decent, isn't it?
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah.
Obviously, when I've done it, it'll probably go right down the list. But right now, it's second. So I'm quite happy with that. You love the index when you have to go back and rewatch. The index is great. Now it's clickable. It was clickable before, but you didn't have the chapter markers. So you can now actually, you don't have to scroll down. You can actually just hover over the progress bar and it will actually tell you, you know, the title of the chunk. But the trick with that is, and obviously we'd been through and we'd done it and we've been doing it for ages. So the clickable index underneath has always been working. But to turn them into chapter markers, you've got to have one at zero, which to me is ridiculous. Who's going to put a marker at zero? But you've got to or it doesn't work. Do you know, that was one of those things. It came out and as a YouTube creator, they pinged me and let me know. So I went and had a check and it all worked. And I thought, I'll mention that in the show. And everyone got so excited about it, how it actually worked. And I thought that was just going to be a quick, you know, you can now click and it works and there's titles. And people were like, oh, how? So then I had to do a demo of it. It's strange, isn't it? And other things that you think, oh, they'd be really interested in this. And no, not bothered in the slightest. You can never can tell. So that's why we like an eclectic mix. Ah, they're all in Notion, Kim. Excellent. I know Paul does the same. So excellent. I'm trying with the Devon Think one to kind of track the actual links. You will have no idea how it gets out of hand fast, because when I send the mail to my VIP list that has all of the content in it, so we're like, you know, we looked at this and we did that, and I don't put things like the week of MacBite's headquarters, because that's something MacBiters understand. So I put in the things like Devon Think and stuff. Obviously Mike's done the timings. I copy and paste the timings, paste them into YouTube, and it automatically gets turned into links. Then the next thing I need is I need a copy of the links with the timestamps on, which you can get by copying from the front end of YouTube. So you could do this underneath the video. If you were to select that table of contents and copy it and paste it into something like Word or Pages or Keynote, you would get clickable links, and the links would be on the timings. But of course, in my newsletter, I don't want the timings as the link, do I? No, I need the text of what we did to be the link. Talk about living nightmare. I'm in a text editor with it, and I'm doing magic beans with a feature of, I think it's in the one I use, which is Sublime Text.
Which is why we wanted to have a link and non-link text in a cell, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Which is what Paul was asking.
But you were doing it in Excel and it didn't work. But now we know it works in Numbers and it works in Google Sheets, then we'll just do it in Google Sheets. Yeah. That should fix it. Because I'm telling you, it's a nightmare. I can manipulate it. The feature is you select all the text, which is all of the links, and then you use a shortcut, which is Command, Shift and L. You remember that because it's lines. And it gives you multiple cursors in a text editor, which sounds dangerous and weird. But what you can do is you can use like the back key, and it will take you back to the beginning of every line. So if you wanted to put like a dash at the beginning to turn it into a bulleted list, you could do that. You can use the end key to go to the end and add some stuff. So with a range of weird copy and replace, you know, search and replace, and this multiple cursors, I can manipulate it into some semblance of normality. I can even take the text that's at the end and turn it into the link if I want, which I've done. Oh, but Pete's killed the Wi-Fi. That's not good. That happened to us earlier in the week, as you will probably know by now. But even when I do that, it doesn't particularly want to copy and paste in as markdown. So every time I do it, it's like, no, that way's not working. No, that way's not working. So I will have to have another go with it. I need to find the one way that will work and then document it. Ah, if only I had 48 hours in a day. Then even then. Oh, I am loving that breeze, Mike. Please
me
tell me
too.
Where's my phone? Please tell me that this is going to go on forever and ever, amen.
I don't believe it is.
Oh, that's right. Piddle on my parade. No, it's going to be hotter next week. But the back end of next week's gone right down to 21 and rain. In fact, we've got rain and thunder Tuesday, Wednesday. And there isn't a sunshine to be seen. Which doesn't mean that it won't be hot. It will. It'll be horribly humid. But it's better than 39. Which it was on Friday, which was just beyond obscene. There are no words when it gets to that level. So what else have we been up to? Not done any other mischief, have we?
No.
No. I don't think we have. Apart from my 8 hours of 80s, which I enjoyed. When I finally surfaced this morning, because by the time I finished, Mike had had a lie in before I got to bed. I wandered in and found him sat here in headphones, listening to the shows I'd put together. Oh, greater love hath no man, isn't it?
Yeah.
Were you enjoying it?
I was.
Excellent.
I was working as well.
So one of our opening songs, we were talking about this with Jonathan, is Swords of a Thousand Men. Do you remember that one, Pete? I would imagine you might. You might. Oh, is it a classic song? I mean, who wouldn't like a group called Ten Pole Judah? Which, obviously, Jonathan will appreciate this one, reminds me of Tent Poles. The tent pole presentation. I'm surprised Jonathan actually hasn't mentioned something yet, you know.
What?
Well, what would Jonathan mention? Particularly given he lost another point last night. What must he be pinning his hopes on?
A new map vice.
Because if there's not six more before the end of the year, Jonathan gets the point. But for every show over six, I get a point. I'm predicting a good win for me, but there you go. Pete does remember Temple Tudor. Double points, Pete. It's got to be done. Tonight's theme is numbers. So obviously, 1,000 men, one number. Temple Tudor. So it's double points. Got to be done. Oh yes, Jonathan, the famed 129. Seriously, Jonathan, do you think... So put thinking cap on. Do you think we will get six more Mac Bites out before the end of the year? Given that we do not have 6 months to do it. Summer of 69's in there, Pete. I would not miss that one. I think that's going to be between 9 o'clock and 10 o'clock, or possibly Rock Hour at 10 o'clock. Because obviously Mike needs to get his air guitar out. That's a perennial favourite of ours, so we've got that one in. That one is in there, I know for a fact. We actually thought with numbers that there might not be as many as Colours. And I think, did you say we had 160 tracks?
Something like that.
So we've got enough for like 2.5 shows. Jonathan's keeping the faith there, isn't he? He is keeping the MacBites faith. It's entirely possible. Mm. Right. I don't think we're going to get more than that out of you.
Some clothes on.
Mind her tail. It's wrapped around your chair. Come on, Lola. Good girl. And off he heads, wearing just a blue towel. Ah, and here endeth the reports from MacBite's soap opera headquarters. And at the minute, it's quite quiet outside as well. The hole's still there, opposite mind, in the middle of the pavement. But the car's gone. So the car that was also blocking the pavement, entirely gone. 99 problems. Now, did anybody ask for that one? Let's have a look. Oh, there's all a system here for a live show. Not that one. All right, let's have a look. Where has Mike put the show? There it is.
Where have I put the show?
I'm looking for it. Pete's made a suggestion, and I'm seeing if we've already got it. No, Pete's made a suggestion of 99 problems.
Oh.
Kim's sure the Tesco man would love the blue towel.
Yeah, well, the blue towel's gone.
Yeah, that frightened him completely, never come back. You don't think 99 problems would go down too well? Mm, we might have to have a listen to that one then. We actually have one as well from Wayne Fontana and the Mindbenders, because he died yesterday or the day before. Did you know he actually died in Stockport? He lived there.
Yeah.
Ah, that's literally just up the road. Yeah. It's so close. It's in the lockdown area. Mind you, that extends quite a way. I've actually put some songs in, Pete, that are marked as explicit. And I'm looking at them and I'll think, Catholic radio station, no one will notice. No one will notice, or they'll actually ask for it.
99 Problems by Jay-Z.
Oh, Jay-Z, you see, that'd work. Yeah, I've got one in and it's got an explicit tag on. Now, it can't be that bad, because we all know it. And I bet if I said to you, what do you reckon to this one? It'd be like, no, that's not explicit. It's suggestive, but it's not explicit. I'm too, number two, I'm too sexy, right, said Fred.
Yes, there's swear words in this. I'm checking the lyrics.
Is there?
In
that
99
one.
Problems, yeah.
They'll be that sozzled, no one would notice. We do try and avoid them, just in case. But we've got some amazing songs lined up. But people have surpassed themselves.
Yeah, there's Rudy swear words.
There's Rudy swear words. Maybe one for after midnight, that one.
Mind you, that's nothing to what probably came out your mouth when that ambulance went past this morning.
Oh, I can assure you. Indeed.
Do we have the outtakes?
That was what was so funny. I'd edited it all, and by this stage, I'd totally forgotten that the ambulance had gone past. And I'm editing it like, to be honest, when you do audio, like if we do the show, I feel the need to start the edit straight away. Because if I don't, I always feel like, anything that's an outtake, I might miss it, you know. But this was within half an hour and I'd totally forgotten. I think I was doing too many pieces this morning. But what the funniest bit was, I'd edited it all and then there was all this bleeping. And then I'd said the line again, but there was nothing wrong with the first one. So obviously, I was better than I thought I was. And I didn't even have that on Rear Rejection either. But never mind, it's all done now. They should be coming to the end, the last 5 minutes of classics 80s style.
7 minutes to go.
Who remembers Hooked on Classics? Or was that a British thing? It was basically... Now, who did it? Let me have a look.
Yeah, I think Peter it was and Andrea enjoyed it.
They are. Oh, they said so, that one.
Yeah.
You're
great me. Afternoon of music, especially the last hour of classics.
Good, I'm glad she enjoyed it. It's classics, but it's classes 80s style. So we're talking like Mendelssohn, Mozart, Tchaikovsky, Who else was in it? Oh, the Can-Can one. I love the Can-Can one. That's brilliant. Let me have a look. It'll be under work in progress, even though it's not. Not the smooth one. All right. Royal Philharmonic Orchestra. Conducted by somebody. Let's have a look who. Lewis Clark. And it's classics, like I'm saying. Vienna Waltz, Sousa, Mozart, Bach, Romance. But the thing with them is, in a very modern way. You would not miss it in a very, very modern way. Yes, indeed, Pete. Indeed, Pete. Just really fast. I loved it. I loved it. That one was, I think, 1 hour, 1 minute and something. I just couldn't miss one out. And they were all quite long as well. They were all like somewhere between 4.5 minutes and 7 minutes. So if I'd have missed one out, it would have been really, really short. But I love putting that one together. I really did love that one. I think we need to play some of that. That definitely needs to go on again, that one.
Yeah.
Tomorrow after the news, 7 o'clock.
Yeah.
You could even put that on after tonight's show, which is what we used to do.
Yeah.
I've got a classic out tonight, but I can't say anything because it's the quiz question. It's the answer to the quiz question. But I do have a classic. It is 21 and a half minutes long, I believe. But don't fear, it's not Freebird. No, it's not Freebird. Right, Brooklyn's by request. And I'm almost ready to go. First song is not Tenpole Tudor, but I guarantee that Jonathan will know it. And I guarantee he'll be bopping along to it. So if you want to make any guesses, Jonathan, definitely in your lifetime, probably around your formative years musically. And it's a definite foot tapper. Any clues got numbers in it. Numbers being the theme. So who's joining us in Brooklands for some music? Oh, we do have great fun with Brooklands. Now, Mike's not going to hear Brooklands at all if I don't do some magic at my end here and make sure he can hear it. So let's have a listen. Can you hear me? No, that's good. So I've muted my computer. This means I have to put my headphones on, which is not good because then my ears after 10 minutes, well, we won't. It's just hideous. They're a little bit hot. Can I hear myself? I can hear myself, which means, Mike, if you get your cables right, you will be able to hear yourself when we intro the show. Yeah. Isn't it nice to be organised with 3 months to go? It's like, what do I do with myself?
I need to not swap cables over yet. Well, actually, I can, can't I?
You just hear.
Because I can see the timer. I can see the timer on.
You're trusting the timer? Okay.
Yeah, with the timer on.
I'm glad you like Brooklands, Kim. Now, does Jonathan get any clues? Okay. It was a group. There were five of them. And the album that this song comes from also has a number in the title. So the song has numbers and the album has numbers. And there was five of them in a group. Oh, you will get this one, Jonathan. You will know it. I promise you'll know it. And you'll be dancing along to it. In fact, looking at what we've got, I think we've got a really good selection tonight. Some of them are really funny that they've got numbers in them. Did anybody request Pennsylvania 65,000?
Don't think so.
I think they did, you know, only I think they put 6,500. I think they were missing a zero.
Yeah.
Well, we need to put that one in
what
as well.
What is it? What's the number?
Pennsylvania 65,000.
Right, we're missing a zero.
Thought we were. No wonder we can't find it.
6,500.
That's the short version. We're going for the longer one. Right, what's our timing?
There was a group called Five.
No, but that's a good shout, Jonathan. No, the group is not a number. The group is not a number. The group is definitely not a number. But there are four numbers in the title of the song and one number in the title of the album. And you will definitely know them. Your boot scooting friends will definitely know them. Right, I could do an early wrap up on here, couldn't I? An early doors wrap up.
You could.
With a minute and a half to go. You trusting the timer?
1:40.
Oh, we've got. Oh, do you know, 1:40, I could actually be downstairs with some shows. And then I toddle up. Gloria Estefan, 1, 2, 3, 4. I think I saw that one when I was looking, Pete, but I don't think it was requested. So would you like to request it? If you would like to request it, let me know. Right, let's do an out on here and then we can do the old countdown in a little bit. It'll be great fun. So we're about to head off into Brooklands, but for the moment, it is good night from me.
It's good night from me.
And we'll both see you next time. Stay safe, guys.